It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Oh, the tape dispenser.
No, tape gun.
Boy, do you know how quickly I could tape up a hostage's mouth with this thing?
Telling you.
Listen at him. Listen. You're getting a glimpse inside right now.
I mean, I bet you within 5 seconds, there's no way they're speaking.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I said, okay.
Don't tell me they made love to him.
No, Craig.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Why is your mind always just right on the brink of gay sex?
Yeah, I can't possibly understand that.
Can I withdraw the last comment?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week.
If these people had done this to this man who is being robbed, it can hardly be described as making love.
I was trying to soften the
blow.
On the little ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the e-break. We'll give you the candidates, and maybe you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. We'll see. Candidate number one comes to us from the Ticket Nighttime Show, the man known as T.C. Fleming, who is new to the Ticket Top 10. Now, it's a tough job doing that Ticket Top 10. You've got to run the board, you've got to do tickers, and you've got to narrate the Ticket Top 10. And it's a little tough when you're training on the job. This is amazing. I think this is a ticker first. Have we ever had a ticker outside of maybe Gordo's during the White Elephant Day where the guy doing the ticker never said a thing, at least
ooh,
on air?
I don't think so.
I think Gordo had the layout ticker one time, didn't he, in White Elephant? Then he just play the music, and then probably at the end just sign off.
No, I don't know that I ever did that.
Even Tara had a ticker.
Well, basically, this is what you get because TC, I guess, thought he put his microphone in the program and was broadcasting. He was not, and he didn't realize it until the very end when he played a Jason Garrett audio cut. So let's give a listen to this either best ticker of all time or worst ticker of all time.
Current driver, January 2012. See dealer for financing details.
Breaking sports news now. Ticket ticker.
Potential first-round picks, a couple of whom who didn't work out at earlier opportunities, combines, pro days, that sort of thing. So I think when you put all that together, that was the incentive for me to go down there to visit with as many of those guys as I could.
The Ticket is keeping a close eye on any movement in the draft, and our draft special starts tomorrow at 6:30. That's
Lord.
The Ticket Ticker, a service of 99 cents.
Is he wearing headphones?
I don't know.
I'll say this. It is very hard to even hear yourself in these headphones that we got in here. I don't know what would cause that or anything.
Such a user-friendly studio we have. I can't imagine something happening like that.
By themselves or anything like that.
All right, so there's TC up for an e-break. This is Ryan's up for an e-break. The subject they're talking about is, for those who've had parents who've gone through a divorce, what you were doing when you found out that that was going to happen. Very sad thing to talk about. And Rhines was trying to ask the question, I think it was hee-haw on TV.
Yeah, he was asking what they were watching.
Yeah, what you were watching on TV. But listen to this lazy talk here by Rhines.
Do you remember how it got, the news was broken to you?
It was basically the same thing. I don't remember the Pro Bowl being on, but
I remember my dad played golf that day, so that's probably a bit of a harbinger.
Was hee-haw?
Was he a hog?
No, was hee-haw on for you.
Was he what?
Was he haw haw? Was he haw on?
Was he haw?
That's even better.
You know what came out of your mouth?
Yeah, I know.
No, I think it was like a rerun of Laugh In.
Do you have that isolated, the first noisy that he made?
No, but I can get that.
God, that's funny.
Let's listen to the very first part of it again. We'll cut it off right after Ryan says it the first time.
Do you remember how it got, the news was broken to you?
It was basically the same thing. I don't remember the Pro Bowl being on, but
I remember my dad played golf that day, so that's probably a bit of a harbinger.
Was he hog? Was he a hog?
No, was he hog for you?
Was he what?
For you.
What just happened?
For you.
for you.
It sounded even funnier when he tried to slow down and say it properly.
Yeah. He didn't get close in either.
That was on.
Just that phrase is funny. Was he hog? You can't say it and not sound like an idiot. Was he hog?
Was he hog? So maybe that'd be a new catchphrase here.
Was he hog?
Was he hog?
Was he hog? Was he hog?
It's like French.
Was he hog? Was he hog?
Hee haw. A stupid name for a show.
That is so dumb.
Hee haw.
All right, so there's Ryan's up for yet another e-break. Man, he's been a candidate a bunch this year here in 2012. And then we have a bear trap in the emergency break of the week. The crosstalk between the orphanage, Danny and Davey, talking to the Saroy brothers, Cash and Mike. They were talking to the Saroy brothers about their dad and how they were not living up to his legacy. Unfortunately, they didn't know his dad had passed several years back, and Dave Lane had this very uncomfortable statement before they found out that he was no longer with us.
So right, and you've even achieved more than average human. Yeah, you've got a championship ring.
Yeah,
amazing.
So many points.
You're an NBA champ.
You produce. You look like Brian Cardinal. You produce a talk show legend.
Maybe right? Pass for that.
We were going to call him today. Okay, we didn't have a segment.
Yeah, I mean, compared to the average guy, you guys are pretty accomplished.
Yeah,
yet you
I don't feel
combined.
Like
you pale in the shadow of your father.
I know.
Yeah. And we'll never live up to it.
Not even close.
And it's embarrassing. And I'm in a.
I bet you can't wait for him to die.
Oh no!
Oh my God! What's so you can inherit that boat?
That
does he still have
boat?
That big old race boat?
He passed away several years ago. Thank you.
Yeah, oh, sorry. God. No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Your dad passed away.
97 So
at the ripe old age of 56, you think that's fair?
Really?
Whoa! Yeah.
Oh, dude, you better have your cholesterol checked immediately.
Oh yeah, like that's not through the roof for me. Thanks for noticing that.
Yeah, Cash.
How can I notice that? You look like you've been in perfect shape.
I had a bear trap on one ankle, and you just walked into the other.
I did.
So they don't know about their dad, and then he steps into the Cash high cholesterol bear trap as well.
It's unbelievable. Listen at the beginning of this and just how no one waits a turn to talk. It's just everyone talking once.
It's a free-for-all, yeah.
So right, and you've even achieved more than the average human. Yeah, you've got a championship ring.
Yeah,
I scored
amazing.
So many points.
You're an NBA champ.
You produce.
You look
you
like
produce
Brian
a
Cardinal.
Talk
you
show could, legend.
Maybe
right?
Pass for that.
What is happening?
Yeah, I mean, compared to the average guy, you guys are pretty accomplished.
Yeah.
Yet you
I don't feel
combined.
Like
you pale in the shadow of your father.
I know.
Yeah. And we'll never live up to it.
Not even close.
And it's embarrassing. And I'm in a.
I bet you can't wait for him to die.
Oh no!
Oh my God! What's so you can inherit that boat?
That
does he still have
boat?
That big old race boat?
He passed away several years ago. Thank you.
Yeah, oh, sorry.
God.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Your
yeah.
dad passed away.
97 So
at the ripe old age of 56, you think that's fair?
Really?
Whoa!
Yeah. Oh, dude, you better have your cholesterol checked immediately.
Oh yeah, like that's not through the roof for me. Thanks for noticing that.
Yeah, Cash.
How can I notice that? You look like you've been in perfect shape.
I had a bear trap on one ankle, and you just walked into the other.
I did.
The double bear trap. Awesome for the orphanage there, Davy Lane and Danny Bayless. So those are your three candidates, TC, Rhines, and the orphanage. 888-787-1310. Let's try to make it a good one here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week? Hello?
Amazing.
Hello, sports caller. You're on the air. Who wins?
I think Rhines had hog on the brain after reading about that slutty show pig.
All right, we'll count that as a Ryan's vote. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Ball Gag Giorgio and his favorite beverage, the Santorum milkshake.
That's so funny. Oh, hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Where are you tonight? Why do you leave me here all alone?
That's a rhyme.
I searched the world over and thought I found true love. You met another and you was gone.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Salute, Badger the Slash Born.
Shouldn't count it, but we will. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
I want to talk to you about my peppercorn crusted decorative swizzle.
Okay, thank you.
What the hell?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
I'd like to vote for the orphans there, Bubba.
It's a guy sitting next to you on the plane.
I thought about that the last couple of days, Bubba.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to responsibly vote for Mike Reiner.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have an early winner.
Wow, right. That's pretty cool.
Mike Reiner has won again.
Yay.
The emergency break of the week.
Do you remember how it got, the news was broken to you?
It was basically the same thing. I don't remember the Pro Bowl being on, but
I remember my dad played golf that day, so that's probably a bit of a harbinger.
Was he hog?
Was he a hog?
No, was he hog for you?
Was he what?
Hog?
Hog?
What's
just...
a haw hog?
Was he haw haw?
Was he haw on?
Was he haw?
That's even better.
You know what came out of your mouth?
Yeah, I know.
No, I think it was like a rerun of Laugh In.
Was he haw? Was he haw?
All right, a great new question to ask your friends and family.
I think it's just weird he asked, was it on for you?
Was he on
I think it's for you?
I think it's funny that nobody else on the crew realized what he asked until the third time.
Yeah. They found out what it really was, and they all just cracked up. How many is that for Rhines?
Well, we have our first back-to-back winner this year.
That's tough to do.
It's on the fifth place, 29.
All right,
yes.
Rhines.
Yes!